coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much, Terry Barr. Good morning.
This is a great morning, isn't it?
Look at this temper. Is this, Todd, is that correct?
Yeah.
That is correct.
It's 72 degrees.
Right.
Wow.
72.
That's incredible. I went for another walk yesterday, and it was so beautiful. It was unbelievable.
That's all, yeah. But John,
how many steps yesterday?
I don't know. I don't track it that way.
How many did I have?
Well, I hope more than 261.
How many pounds have I lost this week?
Well, that we can do.
How many? Three?
Have you lost three?
3 pounds in 1 week.
Hey, nice job.
Good. Thank you very much.
That's good. So,
thank
all right.
you. Thank you.
It'll be back. It'll be back. Okay, go
What's
ahead.
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Why can't you be encouraging?
Todd,
is this a little bit of an abusive relationship?
Yeah.
A little bit?
No, John, I hope you continue.
Could Todd talk?
John, I'm telling you that I live off the experiences I've had.
Here's how many steps, Jesse.
Yeah, you're doing great.
What do you got there?
Almost 7,000.
6,909.
Nice. That is awesome.
I have
Thank
to
you.
Say, I've really seen a change in you, like just doing the walking and getting out and doing all that stuff.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. At least somebody is. Why can't you be like Todd? Todd's so nice.
He is. Todd's a nice
Then you'd
guy.
Have a few drinks. You'd be like, I'm tired of hearing about Todd. I'll just go marry Todd. It's so great.
Right.
I just see that how you'd be. Don't you? You know, I think we should name, I think we need to change the name of the show.
Okay. You're not cutting me out yet, are you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Mino, the Mayor, and Michaels. Three M's. Like that? Good. Then we can have like a Campbell soup.
There you go.
Good. Right. Good. Because he's as big a part of this as you are.
Talk about abusive relationships.
Then we bring Murphy on. It'll be like the four M's. Mino, the Mayor, Michaels, and Murphy. What do you think?
It could work.
All right. Very good.
Because this isn't. All right.
See what I mean, Todd?
Wow.
See what I mean?
I'm like the kid where the parents don't get along, and I'm sitting here going, who do I
choose? You fight in front of me.
Right.
Hey, we got a really good friend here. My buddy, Tori, and you met Tori the other day. Both you guys did. Tori is the man that really rocked the Lederhosen.
Yes, he did.
He rocked the Lederhosen.
I'll take that abuse because I deserve that.
He did.
Yeah, he did. He looked better than I did.
Yeah. So anyway, you looked good. You looked German. It's just you got those tie things. I say you needed to let them out a little bit.
that and Tori didn't have a flap.
He did have
you
a
know
flap.
What I'm saying?
He didn't have somebody put his waist muffer thing or whatever.
Oh, come on. Okay. Tori,
it reminded me of Brett Favre on cold games. He'd have that little thing sewed into his jersey to warm his hands.
All right. But I had the right hat.
You had the right, you had a great hat.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, did you have a hat, Tori?
No. I did have a hat.
You had a hat.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And all my pins that I visited.
Oh, that's right.
You
that's right, because
that
you've been all over with the Lederhosen.
Maybe my question was, did you have the feather?
I did have the feather, yes.
Did you?
Yes.
You kind of showed me up a little bit,
Tori. He did. I didn't.
That's right.
He was rocking it.
You were. Okay. You win. Welcome.
Welcome.
You are here at 6:09. That's great. Usually Johnny and I just kind of talk a little bit in the morning. It was great when you showed up early. So thank you and welcome.
Thank you. I don't know where the coffee is.
Oh, we got coffee. You want coffee?
We have coffee.
We got a Krieg.
I'll go grab one.
I can never pronounce that.
Keurig.
Keurig. Do you want cream in your coffee, sugar?
It's a little bit.
What do you,
a little bit of cream.
Oh, just we're
cream.
Gonna hook you up. No, Todd's gonna take care of you.
We have the Keurig thing that Johnny brought in. And then we get the, I don't know, what are those called? Keurigs, right?
Pods.
Pods.
Yeah.
Pods. We have those. So would you like just regular or decaf or?
Regular. It's early in the morning.
Regular Todd.
We have Starbucks.
Yeah. And there's a reason Tori's here, which is phenomenal.
Right.
Yesterday we had the gentleman on of the LURPS. The LURPS convention has been in Green Bay this week.
First time.
Ever. For when we say LURP, it's acronym, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's an acronym.
Okay. Acronym for Long Range Reconnaissance Patrol. These guys were like Special Forces, Rangers, Navy SEAL type people in Vietnam. And they would go out in small units deep into the jungles of Vietnam. And what they would do is they were almost like spies. They would spy. They didn't want contact because they were so outnumbered. It was beyond belief. It'd be like 50 to 1 when they had contact. So they would go out and they would just, you know, observe and report back where the trails were, where all those different things were. And they knew if they were captured, they weren't going to a prisoner camp. They would literally be tortured until they died. Mm-hmm. Every night.
They knew it.
They accepted it. Yep. We know we're going to be tortured and then until we die.
And the bigger thing is about that, which I still can't get over that. They signed up for that. That was not a draft.
All volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're having the reunion in Green Bay this week, and one of the organizers talked to me. They just came up a little short with the funding for the whole thing.
Right.
So I said, hey, I'm going to do what I can to help raise some funds, and we mentioned it on the air. First person to step up is the man sitting next to me.
Yes.
My man, Tori. We go way back. He was a big listener of my old shows. And Tori, I know you don't want any credit for this, but although you deserve it, tell me again what this is dedicated to.
This is in honor of my cousin, Derek Rushert, Sergeant Derek Rushert. He was the infantry army sniper. We don't really talk about what he's gone through. I'm hoping one day you can have in your book.
I'd love to.
But I see what he's gone through and what he's done. He's still involved with it, the Blue Angels group. Right now they're down in a group in Florida right now. And it's taking care of veterans. And right now I got one of my best friends is over in the Middle East on a minesweeper. He's actually on a boat that was built in Sturgeon Bay, which is really cool.
Oh, very cool.
That's always cool.
So you're from Kewaunee, right?
I'm from Kewaunee, yep. Yes. Yeah, we're all from Kewaunee. And I've never gone, and I've always been involved, and anytime it's with the veterans or an organization, I love to.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
How good a service is that?
I know. Yeah. This guy, you...
Hey, when you used to come to the Mino and Nick show, we didn't take care of you like that, did we?
No, I mean, this is...
And how about this studio?
There's actually lights in here, and you're not, like, sitting on each other's laps.
Right. Nice furniture, right?
Yeah.
It's just great equipment, and we have the green room, we have refrigerator, it's stocked with...
Help yourself. We got sodas, we got great water, flavored water and everything. Help
scotch,
yourself.
Scotch,
flavored water.
Oh, yeah.
We got some good scotch back there.
Showers.
This place is
unbelievable.
Was it Brewski beer?
Brewski beer.
Which is actually good. I never tasted that before.
Oh, I haven't had it.
Todd, have you had that?
I haven't. I've had mixed reviews on it, though. You like it. Somebody else that tried it here not that long ago.
Oh, really?
They didn't like it? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we'll have to get something else. All right. Can we take care of our customers here? But you take care of us, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tori, tell a little bit. You've always been a huge, huge backer of my veteran endeavors, I guess you would say. And where did that come from?
I guess just coming up in a small town, you know, you had to take care of each other, watch out for each other. And I didn't go into the service at all. I had really good thoughts of it, but just there was always that act of going to war that just, but then there are other options to do. And I mean, I guess now this is my way of showing my appreciation for the men and women of the service.
That's fantastic. You've been a very generous donation for our LERP people, or LERP veterans, I'm sorry. And that's so cool that you do that. I mean, they're going to be so appreciative, you can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your veterans breakfast.
We're doing that again this
whatever
year.
Whatever we can do. I've been to a few of them, and it's just seeing the smiling faces of them people. Just
we're doing our whole show from there this year on Veterans Day over at Duck Creek VFW.
That's going to be very
good. We've had so much fun at those, haven't we, though?
Yes, they've been
great. How about some of the people you've met over there? Isn't that amazing when you think back to some of those World War II veterans and everybody?
Yeah, I mean, it's and there's fewer and fewer, you know.
Yeah.
It's the stories. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you're getting the stories out with your books and capturing them stories, because, I mean, there's memories of my grandparents and family that, you know, you don't get, but this way, it's a way of getting them. And
that's awesome.
Just to get people to talk. Like, with Derek, I don't ask him if he talks about it. That's
fine. I'd love to get him my book. I'd love that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, though? This is true. Certain areas, there's Kewaunee, that whole area has always been really, and patriotic is kind of a, you know, throwaway word. Everybody, you know, hides behind that. But Kewaunee's been a very legit grassroots backers of veterans. I mean, that area, for some reason, I've spoke numerous times, and even like in Pilsen and all those little towns. Remember our buddy Joe from Pilsen and all those places? They're very serious. They don't, you know, they don't thump their chest, but it's very legit, their concern, care, and respect for veterans.
And I think what we see them in the parades, you know, they the groups that they bring together for the parades. And I mean, you go to a parade, there's, you know, all them groups that get together. And
you know what? I still think one of my most fun things, I was doing the parade, Murphy and I were doing the parade in Kewaunee County, and for Memorial Day or 4th of July, I forget which one, but they had a World War One veteran, Joe Fiala, was his, remember Joe?
Yep, I remember,
And I'd never really talked to a World War One veteran before. And my good buddy, okay, and again, I hope this isn't a, not racist as a term, but he used to call himself Bohunk Joe, because he's Bohemian, okay? And from Pilsen, and he was going to be riding with him. I said, oh my gosh, Joe, at the end of the parade, I'd give anything to sit and talk with this gentleman, this World War One veteran. I've never had a chance to really talk with a World War One veteran. And he goes, oh, no problem, John. We'll meet you at such and such a place after the parade. So I go there, and I'm waiting, and I wait for like an hour and a half, and then I leave. And I called him the next day. I go, Joe, I'm so, I don't know if I was in the wrong place or did something happen. And I'm, he goes, nah. He said, Joe, it was the first time he was allowed out of the assisted living home for a while. He said, I'm not going anywhere except to the beer tent. Are you going to get some cheeseburgers and beers? And it was, he was God like 99. Him. And it's like, you know, that's exactly what I said. God bless him. And that's where he was. They're eating cheeseburgers and drinking beer.
That's awesome.
Yes. So it's a wonderful group up there. But I can't thank you enough. And I'm going to contact the gentleman and let him know that you did this. A very generous donation on behalf of your friends and relatives for the LERP reunion.
Corey, that's awesome. And we just remind our listeners. Tori, I'm sorry.
He gets every name. I don't know how he was ever elected.
Yes. Thank you, Joe. Tori, we can all come out and help welcome back this E Company, the 75th. And that's at 2 o'clock.
Friday.
On Friday at 2 o'clock at the Brown County Veterans Memorial right on Oneida Street. So that's going to be great. And so, you know, thank you for their
Armed Forces Avenue.
Right. Armed Forces Drive. But so the community is going to get engaged in this. They're excited to be here. We're excited they're coming here. And thank you for supporting
And your
this.
Donation on right. behalf of your relatives and friends is helping make it possible.
No problem. I'm just anybody. I mean, just.
You've always been great, though, Tori, as far as helping all my different charities and everything.
No, you're doing great.
You like our new show?
Yeah. We got the views, the
I know,
everything.
Right?
We will get it made here. We do. Yeah. And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And thanks for the donation, my God.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Thanks for being such a great guy over the years. I mean, sincerely.
It's been great.
Thank you, buddy.
Great day.
All right. We got a big show coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on today. Stay with us. Mino and the Mayor and Michaels. Back after this. What hijacked my world at night? To replace in the past, we've been cast out of. China Grove, 1973, the Doobie Brothers. Where were you in 1973? Todd, where were you in 1973?
He was young. I'm sure I was very young, yeah.
He was
young.
Three. We weren't Johnny.
Where were you in 19? I was a junior in high school.
Wow.
1973. And this song was huge. Right about now, actually, this was probably the number one song in the nation on this date. I'm sounding like Casey Kasem.
I'm Casey Kasem.
I love Casey Kasem. But this song was probably number one in the nation on this date in 1973.
And now a long distance dedication from John in Green Bay to the mayor, Jim. Dear Casey, could you please play Shut Your Mouth? I've had enough.
There you go. Play it.
Isn't it, you know what was crazy though, who his wife was?
Oh, she was gorgeous,
oh
right?
Oh my God, she was on Cheers. Once in a while, she played the girlfriend of somebody, kind of like
Tortelli.
Yes. Yeah. What's her name's ex-husband, yada, yada, that whole thing. Yeah. Gorgeous blonde.
Wow.
But it got really weird when he got ill and sick toward the end. She was like keeping his body and him from
let
the
his
family
see it. And yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But he had some staying power.
Oh.
That guy's unbelievable.
He's the one who came up with the top 10. Like, he's the one who said, I'm going to play the top 10 records.
Maybe the greatest voice in radio history.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Shaggy, right? Played Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. I just can't wait till we get, what's my buddy's name?
Chris Eric Stevens.
Chris Eric Stevens.
Oh, the guy from APL.
I kept wanting,
Not APL.
No.
He's the national voice guy.
Yeah, okay. From WLS.
WLS.
WLS Chicago.
That was close.
Greatest radio station back in the 70s ever. Right, Todd?
I loved it.
Yeah. Jot Records, Landexter. Oh, it was awesome. It would only come in at night. So it was a clear channel or whatever. I've never learned the technical aspects of radio.
Well, the AM stations, they bounce up in the atmosphere and then bounce down. So right. At night when it's dark and cloudy, it was the best time to get them.
I mean, you could go almost all over the world with AM frequencies back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. And that was like, I'll bring myself back to my bedroom, which I shared with three brothers in Nagani. And this little radio and WLS Chicago would come on, and it was magical. I mean, it was, radio is something special. TV is whatever, whatever. But radio, especially back in those days where you almost had to really work to hear a station, it was cool. It was magical to hear somebody in Chicago.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know,
that'd be a draw.
72 in the loop. Yeah. It was like, wow, is that ever cool?
Well, now we can say this.
And I always thought, I wonder what it would be like to be on radio.
And here you are.
Yeah. Here you are.
And not for long.
That pretty much sums up what happened to radio. The mayor now has a show.
The mayor has a show. That would be a good title for a book. What happened to radio? The mayor has a show.
It's his hit rock bottom.
By John Minot.
By John Minot. My next book. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. By the way, we got Natalie Ebert coming up. Natalie is, of course, with the Press Gazette. She's a world-renowned poet. She's unbelievable. We love her. She lives right here. She's going to be coming on. We've got Michelle McCormick coming on from Channel 5, Local 5 News, The Dish on Wisconsin Supper Clubs. I am a huge fan of supper clubs, and they are fading away, which is a terrible thing. I've got Jennifer Giel coming on. We have Jennifer Giel coming on. She's going to talk about an unbelievable event that she has put together. This is the second year.
That's very cool.
It's called Operation Song. And she has these big-time songwriters from Nashville. They come up and they meet with local veterans. And the songwriters hear the veteran stories. Mm-hmm. And they then write a song dedicated to those guys. And I was at a funeral a few months ago for a gentleman in Fond du Lac. He's in my book. And it was based on his wife. His wife always used to call him a flyboy. And it was like, my boyfriend's a flyboy. And that was like the big term back in those days. And that, you want to talk about bringing tears to your eyes. When they played that song at his funeral about, hey, girls, you know, go get a sailor, go get a Marine, but keep your hands off my flyboy type thing. And it just conjured up the image of like the Andrew sisters and those people back in the 40s. It was incredible.
That event is awesome because they do it right away, right? They kind of take the story, they interview the people in a couple days, and they turn that into
And they're doing a big event on the 6th, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
At Epic.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll talk about
that. I've never been there.
John, you got to go.
We got to go. Well, let's go to this.
We have to do that thing on.
What's the 6th? What's the date of the 6th? What's the date?
Is that Saturday?
Tori, what's the date? What's the 6th?
I don't know.
Tori, Tori, come here one quick second. And Natalie said, we're going to bring her on. I got to ask about his tat. What's up with your chainsaw tattoo?
Right? I saw that.
I've never asked you about that. What is that?
That's in honor of my grandpa. That was my first job. I was cutting trees for him, and I've got all 32 of his chainsaws now.
Wow, 32 chainsaws.
Yeah, there's some old Poulan Husqvarna.
Husqvarna?
A lot.
They were big in the UP, the Husqvarnas.
The big ones, the old man, two man.
Wow.
Yeah.
How tough were those guys, those old lumberjacks?
Oh, yeah, they're nuts.
I still think one of the great stories, this happened about 2 years ago in the UP, and it made national, it was on like the Detroit Free Press and everything. A guy up in northern, in the UP, way backwoods UP, and you even said when you lived out in the backwoods, it was, well, you had a gun, because you never know if somebody breaks in there, what are you going to do?
You can't call
your neighbor or whatever. Nope. So this 83-year-old guy, a guy, and they figured he was on crystal meth, or not crystal meth. What's the other one that's going on up there?
83?
No, not. Yeah, he's okay. So anyway, somebody broke in his little cabin, and he was there, okay? And the guy had a big knife. He was going to attack him, all right? And it said, and the gentleman picked up his chainsaw in his bedroom and fired up and chased the man off.
the attacker was on the crystal meth. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Can't you visualize it, though? What a guy like your grandpa?
Fire
up the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. It's a weapon.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
What a way to honor your grandfather. Now, John, you would have had to get a mining. I don't know what you would have put on your arm. To honor your grandfather, he put a chainsaw.
Yeah, mine would have been a pick and shovel.
And mine would have been lumber.
Yeah.
Because he was in the lumber business.
But absolutely.
That's pretty cool that you do that. Yeah, I mean,
I love that. Very nice.
You're a good guy.
Did you get a flying monkey tattoo?
No.
Why?
Because you didn't want to go with me.
That is so disappointing.
I know it was. I was very sad.
John's showing off his tattoo.
Showing off my tattoo.
His buttercup.
What alley did you get that?
I don't remember where I got it. But you know what? I remember they said you're not supposed to drink when you're getting a tattoo because of the bleeding. I drank Jack Daniels the whole time.
It was worth the pain.
Tori, thank you so much. What a generous contribution to the LERPS reunion coming up this week. Some of the bravest men in Vietnam. And in honor of your cousin, right?
Yes.
And your friend. And you've always been such a supporter and backer of veterans. It's absolutely incredible. You're a great man, my friend.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And tell Jim how great the squirrel feeder is that I built here.
Well, it's fantastic. They just clean it out every day.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Jim?
You're the best, John. I know, right? You are.
All right.
You're just...
We'll get Natalie coming up. Mind on the Mayor. Back right after this.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Very special thanks to my friend Tori from Kewaunee, who made a very generous donation to the big reunion coming up for the Vietnam vets this week. The LERPs, the Long Range Reconnaissance, and every one of those guys that are going to be there are better men than us, Jim.
Oh, yeah. There's
better men than us. We have a very special person. If we were tried to do what this person does, this person would be a lot better than us, too. Because this person, what are you doing?
I'm not hearing
What's
anything.
What's wrong? Well, maybe you should plug it in.
I think you knocked that.
I didn't do it.
Oh my goodness. I can hear you now.
Todd.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
Todd.
Now what nice things were you
Todd.
Saying about
this? He's like in Seinfeld, the old man bringing his soup back at the deli.
I was not plugged in. You unplugged me.
Okay, sorry about that.
Because we have.
I can't hear. For the love of God, I can't hear anything.
I couldn't.
When I was mayor, I could hear better.
When I was mayor, people would plug me in. I need people.
Or they wouldn't unplug me.
Yes.
So Natalie Eilbert is in the house. And she's been a guest with Mino and the Mayor before. She is one of these people that we are very fortunate.
Well, you're lives. A person.
I am a human.
You're one of these people.
I exist.
You're one of these people that we're
this
fortunate.
Is going well so far.
No, Johnny. Yep. I just want to say that we've got a lot of
great
people.
Work with Rudy Giuliani.
We got a lot of great people who live in Green Bay, but she is a transplant. Columbia, went to school there, New York, just very educated on issues that we need to talk about, right? The mental health, homeless, and you just did something recently that I really thought was interesting. I'm not a big fan of Facebook. I mean, I just don't.
Yeah, no.
I don't need to. Okay, but you hosted something.
My glasses or yours?
Those are mine.
If there's diamonds on it, they're yours.
Okay, enough, okay? A little bling goes a long way.
Notice how he butchers me for introducing guests, but he doesn't let me introduce guests. So
okay.
Anyway.
Natalie, it was great having you here.
Natalie, tell us about Like. That was something that you hosted at Tundra Lodge?
I actually didn't host it. I just wrote about it.
I wrote about it.
It was Bellin and Packers partnered up to bring us this mental health film forum on this movie Like, which is about the good and the bad of social media.
Okay.
It's not all bad, because if you tell a kid it's all bad, they'll never get off of it, or it's just not helpful because it's social media is just in our lives.
You brought up something one day about social media, some big research. No, you did. About how people, the more they spend it, the more depressed they are. What was that again?
She can back this. She's the expert, Johnny. I just complained.
All right, but you actually brought that up out of the blue one day.
She can back me up.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of those, that feedback loop where you're feeling bad. So you go on your phone and, looking at social media doesn't help if you're feeling bad. But it also, you start searching desperately for something, and what you're searching for, you don't even know, but your brain is like just coursing through so much information. It's just, And it's again, it's not all bad. People use it to connect, to find community if they're like living in a town that they can't find like-minded people. Sure. They find folks there. People learn new hobbies on social media. People set goals on social media. I know people who will do, you know, running challenges and have accountability selfies every day. And that's cute, you know. But then there's the darker side. And that darker side is where kids who haven't fully formed their prefrontal cortex are, like, being hijacked by social media. And they're just, you know, being led in all sorts of directions that you and I, when we were kids, did not necessarily have at our fingertips.
Well, even for adults, though, it's like, you know, I mean, 90% adults. Of you, it's like, oh my gosh, look at me. I'm in Venice. And there are certain people, and I won't mention any names, but but it's like, all they do is want to brag, oh, how wonderful my life is.
Yeah.
And they'll take a picture of, oh, I'm out for dinner at this place. Yeah. Someone, you know what I mean?
It's Natalie, I know you. Your thing was on the youth, and I thought that was great that you had students, you had superintendents, you had teachers. Mm-hmm. I thought, you just covered that. I thought you played a role in hosting it. Your wheelhouse.
Yeah, it is my wheelhouse. And I have hosted at Lion's Mouth Bookstore. I'm pointing right, but it's actually left now.
You got the sense
now.
Of direction of me. Because I'm always like pointing this way and Todd or Jimmy. Well, no, it's actually down here.
You should drive with him. You really
they park in the same garage now. That's scary.
I am afraid. Are you on the front, on the top or the bottom?
Bottom.
Oh no. It's okay. Wow. We'll make it work.
Don't hit those big pillar things. Yeah. They don't give.
Yeah, they're big, and that's why.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. They're pretty avoidable. Yeah.
No, they're not.
They are. They make those things for SUVs. He's got this like little Durango.
Natalie has been here.
The demolition
and,
derby.
And we're going to move on to.
Okay, but yeah, Natalie, tell us. But Natalie, I want to get to the homeless because that's near dear to my heart. No, I want to finish up with the social media. You've written about it. You've hosted some things at the mm-hmm. Lion's Den.
Lion's Mouth.
Lion's.
It was like the Lion's Den.
Rudy, stay with
us. I really like to keep people in the hot seat when I interview them. So it was the Lion's Den.
John, I was looking at your card here, Lion's Den.
All right. Okay, that's been closed for like 100 years, hasn't it? Is it still open?
Yeah.
Is that the adult place? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Sorry, Natalie.
Okay.
Good morning. The Lion's Mouth. Yes.
Let's start over.
Yes, let's. Anyway, the social media, I don't want to let this. I think this is dangerous. I mean, there's some suicidal. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that a little bit, but not a lot. But that, right, that could lead to some not so good things. And Johnny's talking about these. I was doing my own analysis on people on social media who post. And I thought it was economics, but it's not. But I know a lot of people who post stuff, and I don't want to mention names today.
Okay.
But I don't think they're right. I mean, you post stuff for your mom, but we're not their family. We're not their mother. Yet they, these people who are, and I can name two people right now who are in Europe, and then you see these pictures, and then plus 37. Like, do people really look at that stuff? Mm-hmm.
But Facebook and like social media, general Instagram, all these sites, no one's using them, or few people are using them to take selfies about being demoted. It's all about elevating your brand, or you know, maybe you don't want to call it a brand. You're just who you are, but it's filters. It's just like beautiful vacation houses.
Look at me, how cool my life is, pictures.
Look at how great I am. And then someone who's reading it is likely like sitting in their sweatpants in bed, having three chins while looking. And they're just, you know, it creates.
Why did she just describe me?
Everybody.
She was curious.
Well, John was pretty. Wow. It was
I
pretty
tried not to make.
She was looking right at me.
I tried to not make eye contact. Yeah. So
they ordered him a salad for lunch.
Right, that's good.
But you're just sitting there and you start assessing your own life and you go, I can't. When's the last time I went on vacation? I have a negative balance, or you know, I'm really, really struggling with money. And my life is not like that. And so there must be something wrong with me.
And I think that you talk about the youth, and I think it'd be really tough to be a kid right now. You know, I don't know.
It's really hard.
But I think adults, I think what you're saying is like, should, you know, should I lose a chin and go take a trip or
John, well, yeah.
In your case, three. But it, do you,
wow.
But, it,
but I, that's not really what it was meant for. And that's not what it should be, you know? And,
well, it actually was, you know, Facebook was originally like a sort of like hot or not, social media, like basically a bunch of guys at Harvard used it to like say whether their dorm room mates were cute.
That was a good movie.
You know, it was a good movie.
I still can't believe the one guy played both parts, played him and his brother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes! That's do you know that, Todd?
No, I didn't know that.
What's we're talking name? About the social
Social media, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Social. And the one guy, they did it, it's like AI or whatever you want to call it with it. They had the one guy played both roles and they were in, but they were like you and I talking and it's one guy and they computer generated both guys. It was incredible. Hemsworth, I think is his name.
Oh, Chris. Wait, Christopher? No.
Is it Chris Hemsworth?
Was he? I don't think he was in that.
Yeah, he was.
He was?
Yeah, he was one of the two brothers.
Oh, maybe he was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, post it, John.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Well, but the point is that, you know, it's always been about, like, you know, assessing somebody's looks and liking what they look like. And so that's something that's always been a problem with social media is like it's always been superficial, but we forget that it is superficial and not some totalizing representation
take it to heart
of our
thing.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't, we're just like, oh, this is their life. It's like, no, it's not. It's, like it took them a minute to post that, and everything in their life is maybe looks okay, but there's like those secret shambles.
Yeah,
and for those of us who know those people, I would underscore that. Let's move on. I just want to say that the benefits are: you talk about kids maybe with some disabilities or kids that maybe struggling with their identity, that they can connect with people
absolutely.
More like themselves, and that's an advantage.
That is an advantage. It helps bring young people together and.
Right.
And that's good until it's not. You know, it's one of those things that you can use and benefit from. But if it's the only thing that you're leaning on for your emotional self-care, you're going to fumble. Like, it's not going to work out for you if you're relying on
that,
a single thread of community on the internet. Where everything could be misinterpreted.
Okay. Well, you know, there have been some serious crimes that have happened, too. There's a young man up in Upper Michigan, the UP, where, you know, quote unquote, a girl contacted him and said, hey, you're really hot. And I saw you someplace, blah, 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 blah. And it was actually some guys from somewhere, in, you know, some foreign country. And, hey, send me a picture.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And,
that
and
was
they
so
did,
sad.
And he killed himself.
Oh, that kid.
You know that story became a national story. He's up, but I want to say White Pine, Michigan.
He is,
one of those
he's
tiny
just
little
towns. A good small town kid that got himself, and they panic. I mean, I just that
and
was
committed
awful.
Suicide.
Hey, are you? I know you're not the most political person, but have you weighed into this thing on TikTok and social media? Do you think we should?
Oh, the ban. Well, I did. I did talk to Representative Stefan of a couple months ago about this because he's the one that was. Proposing this ban, and it's more...
It's the banning of TikTok, right?
Oh, I mean, I don't even know TikTok.
Oh,
I don't know that.
Oh, the banning of TikTok. I thought you were talking about the curfew on social media. You're
well,
talking
that
about,
too. Well, either one. I just want to I want to move off this, but I want to know there's some discussion politically about banning some social media or putting guardrails on other social media.
Right.
And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are.
My thoughts, it's a good idea in theory. It's one of those things, though, you know, if you put a ban or a curfew on kids where at 9 p.m. all of their social media stops, that's good. But instead of just, I mean, it has to be supplemented by something. You have to, you know, instead of just doing that, we have to be inviting kids to have open conversations at the dinner table. You have to have and show an interest in their life. Like, you can't just put a curfew on them and expect suddenly for them to burst open. Like, that's not how it works. I think it's a good idea in theory. There are a lot of bad actors on social media that can absolutely catfish children and, you know, and make it seem like that, you know, this is their community when it's not. it's one of those things, though. Kids are kids. So if you say, don't do this, they'll figure out ways around it. I mean, I remember being that age, and I always found ways around being told no.
Now, Natalie, we got to run to a quick break here, but and we got somebody coming up, but we would like to have you co-host one of our shows. Like, all day. Would you do that one time?
What do you mean all day?
Well, I mean, for 2 hours. Because there are so many...
Feels like all
day. Talk about this, is there's, like, so many different topics, because you have your finger on the pulse of Green Bay so well.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, and I want to get into some of your poetry, which is just amazing. Mm. And so would you do that one day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we want you to talk a little bit of homelessness. You write on that. You know it. And we need to talk more about it in this community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Natalie, thank you so very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for coming in, Natalie.
Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Welcome back. Johnny's getting his coffee. We are here with Isle. I wrote it down.
Natalie Eilbert.
Natalie Eilbert. I was just thinking of the last name. I know her name's Natalie. Natalie Eilbert is here. She is a prestigious, right? I can say that. Writer with the Green Bay Press Gazette. Well-schooled out east and moved to Green Bay to work for the Press Gazette and cover issues that we need to talk about here. I mean, it's like Packers. It's all this development. It's great things. Mm-hmm. But there's a side of Green Bay, a social side of Green Bay that needs attention.
Yeah.
And you have brought awareness to that through your writings at the Press Gazette, mm-hmm. besides your major side hustle of being a published author and writer. But I want to talk more about the Green Bay community. You've been here for?
Since June 2021.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you've been here for a little while.
Yeah.
And tell me that after being here that long, what do you like and where are challenges?
I really like folks in the community. I think it's a really tight-knit group of folks, people who really, really love Green Bay, and that's amazing. I love the natural landscape. I love being close to the Fox River. I go running on the Fox River Trail. I love the City Deck. Thank you for that.
A lot of people.
Yeah, and so, I love its access to nature, just generally. Like, cool. You can drive 30, 40 minutes out of town, and then you're in this beautiful state park. So it's great. I love that about it.
We're with Natalie Eilbert from the Green Bay Press Gazette, a world-renowned poet. I still want to get your book, your poetry books.
It's available.
The excerpts. Yeah. Are they at the Lion's Mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go buy one today.
Okay.
I swear.
You said that last time.
Have you read my book?
No, Johnny does read a lot.
I haven't read your books.
Oh.
I'll get you one.
Okay. All right. I'll read yours. You'll read mine.
He'll get you four. I have one book. So I'll
of mine.
I have your book, but I have
a, you never
yeah, you have a book too.
I have a book too. Yeah. So
do you?
Did you read my book?
Right. I did not.
Uh-huh.
So what do you dislike about Green Bay? Because I'm living here now in downtown Green Bay, and the noise is beyond anything. I've covered auto racing for a lot of years,
mm-hmm.
and it's as loud on a Saturday night right here in downtown mm-hmm. Green Bay as it is at WIR, Wisconsin International Raceway. It really truly is, and I'm not even kidding about that. When I used to stand, you know, at a racetrack, you could stand in the middle in the and everything's going around you. And it's almost the same here. Is there, I feel like, and I actually went out and people are going over this bridge, had to be 90 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And I'm just bringing that up because it's not like, I don't want to sound like that old guy, you know, get off my lawn type of thing. But mm-hmm. with the horrible accidents we've had around here, a couple of years ago, there was a guy going 100 and something and killed people on Lombardi. Remember that? Right by your office, old office by Quick Trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had another one where a girl a few months ago, I think they said she was going 114 or something.
Webster. That guy's going, that guy in Webster?
Right, yes.
About? Yeah.
And then the guy in Webster. I mean, we've had horrible, innocent people dying. And when I was watching these cars Saturday night going over the bridge, they had to be going at least 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's really, I really don't like how, you know, this area, North Washington, has become a raceway. Yeah. And I feel like... I'm from New York, right? And I'm used to the sounds of traffic. But this is really dangerous. Like I see so many kids on scooters and bikes down here, and they're, you know, they're crossing the road like kids do, and they're not expecting a bunch of a parade of cars going 90 going by, it, you know, it's really loud and it's very disruptive. And
very disrespectful to the tenants.
It's very disrespectful.
I would not want like my kids driving around downtown Green Bay at night. I get so nervous for the young kids
that are just like hanging out downtown. Right.
It's twofold. Yeah. One is the speed, but the other, let's just talk about the noise. And that is akin to somebody driving by your house and just throwing trash on the front lawn. It's illegal what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cops know it's illegal. Mm-hmm. We have ordinances that say you can't have this loud muffler. We have machines to test that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they even need a fine. They just fix it in the next 30 days. You know, I'm not out for the money, but it is so, and people call me from the east side, Huron Street, from, you know, I live in Astor Park, you guys live downtown, and it is not getting better, it's getting worse. And some guy called me and said, look, are we trying to be the loudest city in the state? And but something's got to happen with this. I mean, it's crazy, and it's out of control, and the cops are saying, well, it's not a high priority.
And people are dying. But people are dying from how fast people are driving down
here.
It's a competition. Yeah. Saturday night, it was at 1 in the morning, and I actually walked outside here, and it's like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And what I saw, it's people are using this circuit. They're going from bridge to bridge. They must be timing themselves or racing, and they're going, oh, easy, 90 miles an hour throughout this whole area. Yeah. It's incredible.
If the city would run a campaign, we ran a campaign that said red means red, and that means don't run red lights, because that's very dangerous, too, especially when you get...
You see it all the time right here. Nobody stops here. Nobody stops.
And the lights are dying because of it.
And nobody's doing anything about it.
We ran a campaign, red means red, and the cops are just like, look, you can't pay these guys commission or incentives, which I wish we could, but you can't.
But yet, if your parking meter is 1 minute over,
they're here.
Boy, we're all over there.
Did you see that?
But you want to drive 90 miles an hour with the loudest car possible?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You can do that. We don't want to bother you. Go 90, 95 and kill people. But heaven forbid you're a minute over.
16 minutes over.
We've tested the
parking authority here, and they are very, very accurate. They come by because they know you got 16 minutes left. They come by in 16 minutes.
Yep.
And Johnny got stung a couple times, and he'll never get over that. But we have to try to manage his pain. But I just think we used to have, and I don't know the chief all that well. I like him. I've met him a couple times. But we had a chief here that was all about the broken window theory, which actually hailed from your neck of the woods. And it was like, take care of the little things and then the big things won't happen or they'll be more manageable than they do. And we got to get back to that. And if we need more officers or if we need lesser, but these guys are trained for like everything, SWAT teams. If we could just maybe get a lower, I don't want to say lower level, but you know what I'm talking about?
Why are they so adamant about parking where people are coming downtown to help our local businesses, but we want to penalize those people if they're a second over. We're going to penalize them, but people can drive 90 miles an hour with the loudest cars possible all night long, and all we get is, well, we can't take care of everything.
Right.
That's incredibly dumb.
We need more respect for the residents of downtown Green Bay.
The whole city needs more respect.
Yes.
And it's disrespectful to have... And they knowingly take out the baffles. They knowingly don't put the mufflers. It's not like they make their cars louder,
right. Which
it's
I can't.
Cool.
By the way, they do it. I don't know. Maybe because girls like it. They don't. We just want to like be cuddled and take a nap.
That doesn't turn women on.
No,
because I remember when I was a little kid, we put baseball cards with a clothespin on our bike spokes.
John,
just be quiet.
Because we thought the chicks would dig it. It didn't work.
I think they have some other issues.
They have a lot of issues that they're compensating for.
Right. Natalie, I'm glad she said you're that. Awesome. You're our favorite person we ever have on here.
Right.
And like I said, we're gonna spend one day. We're just gonna talk to you all day.
Okay, I'm ready.
Deal? Well, it's not all day. It feels like
all
day.
Two hours. Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
Natalie, thank you for coming on. You're the best.
We have Michelle McCormick coming on.
She's great.
Mike on the Mayor. Back after this.